Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Sudhir Miramanda. I'm a program manager in the Office Extensibility team. Today I'm here to share some exciting news with you about Microsoft AppSource and see how listing on Microsoft AppSource can boost your business. So let's quickly talk about what Microsoft AppSource is all about. Microsoft AppSource is the one destination for all extensions and add-ins built on first-party Microsoft products and services. With Microsoft AppSource, we simplify the discovery and trial of apps and add-ins directly on the AppSource site. We're also building an ecosystem around businesses to get started with listing their add-ins, as well as for users to be able to utilize these add-ins and apps, again, directly from Microsoft AppSource. Let's set some context first as we're talking about two different storefronts over here. We're talking about the Microsoft Office Store and AppSource. Microsoft Office Store, as you may already know, was launched in 2013. It currently lists around 2,000 apps and add-ins. It also powers the online, storefronts within Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, and various other Office applications. AppSource, on the other hand, was launched in July of 2016. Again, it's that one business store that for all extensions and add-ins built on first-party Microsoft products. If you remember, we went through a very lightweight integration between the Office Store and AppSource in fall of 2016, where we listed a few SaaS applications directly on AppSource. I'm happy to report that at this point, we have an automated pipeline built between Microsoft AppSource and the Office Store. What this means is if you have an Office add-in that's currently listed in the Office Store, that Office add-in or Office app is going to be available on AppSource immediately and automatically. There's, again, no call to action if your app is up to date, if you've updated your app in the last few months or 6 months or so. But if you have not updated your app in the last few months or 6 months or a year or so, please go back in and update your app directly on the Office Store. And again, that'll make it directly into AppSource as quickly as your update is online on the Office Store. So why AppSource? Four main reasons over here. We want to make sure that we funnel users into one storefront, make that message very clear and concise from an all-up AppSource messaging perspective. We want to bring your add-in to as many users as possible and bring as many add-ins and extensions, again, that are built on the Microsoft first-party apps and services under one storefront. We want to make sure that you benefit from AppSource's innovation in terms of bundle solutions and lead sharing and so on and so forth. And last but not the least, we want to build that ecosystem around, strong partner ecosystem around building apps and add-ins on Microsoft first-party apps and services. So we've talked a bit about lead generation. Let's talk about what that means to you. Lead generation is where if we have your CRM information listed within the Office Store, within the seller dashboard catalog, if you will, we will actually write the lead information directly back to your CRM system. Currently, we're supporting three CRM systems. We're supporting Dynamics CRM, Marketo, and Salesforce. Again, we will write a list of customer information directly back into your CRM system. If your CRM system that you're using is not listed over here, consider using Azure Tables or Azure Blob. Again, you'll find more information on the Azure Tables site if you just search for it online. As a reminder, please include an unsubscribe option in all your email communications with your customers. We want to make sure that we don't spam our customers and give them a very clear option as to sort of unsubscribe from any emails that you send out to them. All right, we've received a bunch of questions from you folks. Wanted to make sure to call out and answer all of these questions. As I've said before, continue to publish to Seller Dashboard. That's the publishing portal to the Office Store. If you want your app or add-in to appear within the in-client store experience within the Office applications, remember that once you publish over there, we will automatically transition your app or add-in to AppSource. We will continue to promote our best apps prominently, both on the Office Store as well as AppSource. No action from you are required over there at this point. Store.office.com, again, will continue to become available. And again, from a leads perspective, if you don't use one of our current supported CRM systems, definitely consider using Azure Tables. All right, so here's your call to action. First and foremost, make sure that your add-in is updated or your app is updated on the Office Store. Ton of resources available for you on dev.office.com to go in and make sure that you're compatible with the latest add-in commands and compatible with the manifest schema and a bunch of other resources. Definitely make sure to check out dev.office.com. Second, most importantly, from a lead generation perspective, make sure you include that unsubscribe option in all your communication with your customers. And again, as I've mentioned before, dev.office.com again has all of these details and more to make sure that you're prepared for your app or add-in to be available on App Store as well as store.office.com. Finally, wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in, and we hope this was helpful. Certainly give us any feedback that you may have. You'll find links for that, again, on dev.office.com.